Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 12th week of Ordinary Time. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Sister Kathleen lives in Aurora, and her preaching is entitled, God's Will, Our Rock.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. The beginning of this passage, prior to the comments about the building on rock or building on sand, has us as followers of Jesus counting on the good things we have done list to indicate our worthiness as disciples. But there is more than that. It is vital that we do the Father's will. That is the rock. We are in sync with the Father's will when we use our own gifts in combination with what a true disciple chooses. Well, we who call ourselves disciples need to think about rock, the foundation of which Jesus is speaking. Here Jesus again employed similes and other figures of speech to make a point. Good pedagogy. Now I'm thinking about choices for building. The rock is a good foundation. Good planning, firm structure, solid future, grounded, truly grounded. But why would someone think of sand as a foundation? I see this as a lack of planning, careless decisions, a focus that does not consider the best of anything. This is like reacting to life situations rather than thoughtfully responding. The result, when the winds and the storms come, is almost inevitable. One would feel the sand and the crumbling. Maybe then would we get it? So Jesus on the rock, he is very clear about following the Father's will. I think sometimes we may be doing good things, but maybe not in the right way or not for the right reason. It would be great if it were easy to know the Father's will day by day. It would be like standing on rock where one is sure the most recent choice is the right one. So let us listen to Jesus in our prayer. Let us make it routine in our lives to make the best choices, the rock choices, the Father's will choices. And then when the rains and winds and storms crash down on us, we will not waver. We will remain seated or standing or inside the building with the rock foundation. We will be in peace with our choices. Our discipleship will be solid. And isn't that what this is all about? Our listening to Jesus as the authority figure will remind us that this is way more important than just adhering to laws which may or may not be of rock.